2035, I got your request and your loud verbal. What's going on?
I have a gentleman that had got on my bus my last trip and rode all the way from Gresham all the way to Beaverton and just being really just blurting out stuff, just being annoying. And then he got back on the bus and I told him he has to have a destination and he just keeps on just going off.
Okay, well, as long as they have fare, they don't necessarily have to have a destination they can ride as long as their fare is valid. But if you feel like it's unsafe for you to operate that vehicle, then we can see if a supervisor can meet you en route.
So you don't have to have a destination? He can just ride as long as he got fare?
Yeah, necessarily, as long as he has fare, like, we just can't say, hey, you have to have a destination to go somewhere. Like, we don't know what they're going through. We don't know what's going on. So, yeah, you don't have to have a destination. I can ride the max in the bus all day long as I have valid fare.
Okay.
Now, again, if you feel like it's unsafe for you to operate that vehicle, I can tie you up where you are. You can open the doors and I can have a supervisor meet you en route.
I mean, I can still drive the bus, but just as far as him just being obnoxious and blurting out stuff and yelling and stuff on the bus is not cool.
Yeah, I totally get it and I understand, but again, we just can't assume. It can be like a mental illness or something. It can just be anything going on. We just don't want to assume that, you know, he's burning out or anything like that. So, I mean, at this point, again, you can tie the bus up. I can have a supervisor meet you en route if that's something that you want to do.
No, it's cool. Thank you.
802.